The bowl season is officially underway, and that's got NPR's Mike Pesca thinking about all of the drama, the strategy, the last-minute plays, and that's not even on the field. Hey, Mike.
Yes, the last-minute plays, the Hail Marys, all that, yep.
Okay, so I don't exactly follow personnel decisions in college football very closely. I know that comes as a surprise, but I have noticed that there have been several high-profile departures recently. What's going on?
Yeah, it's called a coaching carousel, and I think that's apt because what happens is you'll see one decision. So, for instance, the University of Tennessee fires their coach. That means there's an opening. Guess what? Cincinnati's Butch Jones leaves Cincinnati and goes to Tennessee. Guess what? Tommy Tuberville leaves Texas Tech and goes to Cincinnati. So on down the line, there's a disappointed fan base. Then they're happy that they get their coach. And the next fan base is disappointed, saying, how can this happen? And they're happy that they get their coach. And everyone walks out of contracts, and there seems to be no accountability by anyone.
So this is like a problem.
Yeah, it's definitely a problem. You don't see this sort of turnover in the NFL. You don't see this sort of turnover in kind of any other profession where there are contracts that are enforced. Now, I'll take you in the middle of the Sturm und Drang in Cincinnati. So what was going on then was they had just lost their coach, Butch Jones, and they hadn't yet hired Tommy Tuberville. So here was the question that was asked to Cincinnati's athletic director, Whit Babcock.
Do contracts mean anything in college sports anymore?
Good point to kind of encapsulating the mood of the fan base. Here's part of Babcock's answer.
You know, I think contracts mean something or we wouldn't have them.
Yeah, but not much. And this is and this is the problem. And I talked to Rick Karcher, who's a law professor at Florida Coastal School of Law, and he's written about the coaching carousel. And he points out the schools themselves simply do not enforce their contracts. They have something called liquidated damages clauses, which means a buyout. So if a coach wants to leave to another school, they might get money from that coach or money from the school he's going to, but they never force the coach to stick to his contract and just coach the team. The thinking is, if we have a coach who doesn't want to be here, he's not going to do a good job. Although this thinking doesn't apply to like every other walk of life where you can't just leave and walk out of your contract. They make you do your job.
So what can you do about it?
Well, what you can do, first of all, is enforce contracts. I mean, right now we have this specter of there are some colleges that are actually paying three coaches. Here's how it works. They fire one coach, so they have to pay him his money for that he negotiated.
The remainder of the contract.
Right. Then they hire a new coach. New coach needs money. And maybe the new coach had a contract with his old school, and the school winds up giving him money on a loan where they forgive the interest. So, yeah, there are a lot of schools paying three coaches.
That is crazy.
It is kind of ridiculous.
And these people make a lot of money, we should point out.
Yeah, we're talking, you know, millions of dollars in the most extreme or lucky and fortunate and deserved cases. But what Karcher says is maybe there should be an athletic director who just stands up and says, I will be enforcing a contract. Now, it's seen as the first athletic director to do that will never get a coach to come work for him again. Who's going to want a coach at a school where they don't let you leave when you get a better job? But I suspect that if an athletic director were to do that, the fans of the school would like it. The students of the school would like it. And maybe you would attract the kind of coach who believes in character, who believes in sticking to his word, who believes in commitment. You know, the sort of things they all preach to their players every Saturday.
Integrity in college football. That's what Pesca is calling for. Okay, so...
I'm howling into the wind about, yeah.
Do you have a curveball this week?
I do. It's a quote from Kirk Cousins. He's the backup quarterback on the Redskins. He was inserted into their game last week and delivered mightily in a few plays. And he says something that really gets at the tension of the quarterback position in a way I never thought of. He says, it's a balance between being a robot and being an artist. On the touchdown to Garcon, that was being an artist. You really don't know how it's going to look. On the two-point conversion, you're a robot. You take the play and do what's called. Excellent point.
NPR's Mike Pesca, never a robot, always an artist. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.